We're the all new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Plenty of y'all worried that we weren't going to come on the air today, weren't you? Well, technical difficulties in the studio. What can I say? Still working on it. So anyway, welcome to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. It's 4 o'clock in time for our Sports Talk program that we do each and every week. It's called Sports Talk Live, and for some reason I still can't hear myself. All right, we're making some progress now, I think. Turn that down, turn that up. I think I am rebuilding the whole studio. Okay, I sound a lot better now. So anyway, time for Sports Talk Live. This program is brought to you each and every week in part by our friends at People's Bank, who sponsor Weir's Moolah, also Morton Building, Cyber Broadband, Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, and Odin's Auto Glass and Scissors Salon. And I believe we have some other advertisers in here. Well, you'll hear about them all during the program, and I will look up a list because I was too busy trying to fix stuff a minute ago. So anyway, I'm going to turn things over to Jason and Ronnie, and I'm going to figure out why we're only recording one channel on the On Demand. So you guys have a good time. I'm going to go back to what I pay myself for.
Thank you, Jay, and welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live, and thanks to those sponsors making this possible, Ronnie.
I really expected y'all to be laughing harder than that. I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, we're staying quiet. So. Yeah,
okay. We didn't know what you might do to us in here.
Ronnie, a beautiful day after a beautiful weekend, an Alabama win.
Hey, so. It's always beautiful after a tide, you know, after the tide rolls and gets a big
yeah.
W.
And Auburn a win on Thursday night.
Squeak one out.
Yeah, can't say a lot good about it, but it was a win.
Hey, take a W any way you can get them.
That's right. I know you've seen the same thing, but Auburn, the first time they had beaten a ranked opponent on the road since 1984.
That's right. So. Things are looking up.
Yeah. Hey, that's a long time. That's back about the time I graduated. So.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
So, high school sports in full swing, some teams in the county getting some wins. West Point still undefeated after
That's
beating
right.
the Pope.
The Pope. Can you believe they did that to the Pope?
They run the score up on the Pope.
I tell you what, he's probably going, you know, they probably offer up some prayers and West Point will be in trouble next
week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll, if they play another Catholic school this year, they're really going to be in trouble.
You better believe it.
Ronnie, give That's us a right. rundown of what you know.
Yeah, as far as high schools, Cullman was a winner this week. They beat Austin. Fairview was defeated by Etowah, which is a good football team. Cold Springs got another W. They beat Fayetteville. And Good Hope got on the board. They got their first W as they beat J.B. Pennington. So I'm sure practicing this week at Good Hope is probably a little bit more spirited.
Yeah,
you know,
got to be a lot better.
Yeah, a little more step, hop in their step. It changes things dramatically once you can get on the winning side of the scoreboard. Hansville was defeated by Addison. Holly Palm went down to Susan Moore again. And as you mentioned, Vimont was defeated at Winfield. And then again, as you said, West Point defeated Pope John Paul II out of Huntsville.
They had a lot of fun saying that name,
Friday.
Yeah.
I bet.
I would kind of like to sit in on that game just for the fun.
I couldn't imagine trying to say that, you know, if it's late at night, you know, getting late in the fourth quarter and it's 9:30 or 9 o'clock and you're trying to say all that. So, hey, my hat's off to Jason and Tommy.
On a serious note, Ronnie had mentioned to me just before the show, I want to ask everyone to remember Coach Alan Scott's son, is it?
Yeah, I don't know all the details, and he may even be home now, but I know last week he was in Children's Hospital in Birmingham, or is it UAB, one or the other, and I know he was having to have some surgery. I think he had like some type of a staph infection, and they had to go in and try to clean that out. So, you know, hey, our thoughts and our wishes and prayers are for, Coach Scott and his family. Chanda, his wife, and then his children.
You know, Ronnie, which brings me to a point, as serious as we are about football, when it comes down to something like that, it puts football in perspective in a whole new light.
Exactly. So. You know, I know Coach Scott missed a few days of school, and I know, you know, he's got good guys working with him, so they carried on with practice. But you're right, you know, when it comes down to your family, the sports that you coach or that you play in become irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to your family. So I hope he's doing well, and maybe he's home by now. I don't know.
You know, one thing I've never understood though, Tyler, my son, most everybody knows, was supposed to go to the LSU game with us. We planned this thing, and believe it or not, friends of theirs, his and Courtney's, has planned a wedding for the night of the Auburn LSU game. Now, who plans a wedding during football season?
Well,
you can't have funerals.
You can't fault somebody, you know, for a funeral. But for, are they not college football people?
I don't know. They've got to have a TV set up at the reception or something. So
I bet it'd be a.
I have actually been to a funeral on the day of the Auburn Alabama game. Checked out a little early. Well, went on to watch the game. But
you're a sick mate. What'd you have?
A couple other games that I've watched, Auburn, Alabama, yeah. I wished I had been at a funeral.
Yeah, yeah. So. And literally, in one way, you were, because Auburn was getting killed in some of those days. But, wow, that was like, I saw a piece on ESPN. I don't know if you saw this, but it's, I think the college was Wagner. I think it's up in New York, and it's the head football coach who is also the athletic director. His daughter scheduled a wedding on one of their football games on a Saturday.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
It already, yeah, that's what I thought. They changed the football game.
You know how much pull that daughter has got to have.
Then. Oh, don't I mean, you know?
Yeah, and daughters have a way of doing that. Yeah. I can speak from experience.
You have one, I don't.
Yeah, but about those daughters.
Yeah, but I couldn't. I'm just sitting there watching that. My mouth was just hanging open because. We're not talking about a peewee game on Saturday afternoon. I'm talking about a college football game that they changed and played it on a different day because she was getting married that day. That's awful. You know, that's just selfish.
Yeah, do you not say, honey, can you not do this on Friday?
Yeah.
Or Sunday, something other than Saturday.
Sure.
Wait till after football season, before football season,
yeah.
Something.
I just think
there's a lot of women right now that's saying we just don't understand.
I know. We're going to, we'll make sure that our phones are disconnected and they can't call in. But that is, I cannot imagine planning a wedding on a day of college football.
No, I can't either. But hey, have you ever been, and we've talked about this.
Just go to the courthouse.
Have you ever been out a day that Auburn or Alabama's playing, trying to get home, somebody slow in front of you, and and you see people at stores and all, and you think, do they not realize
what's going on?
Game puts in the start.
I know. I've had that to happen too. You know, what are these folks doing?
We it's hard for us to understand that the whole world is not wrapped up in Auburn and Alabama.
Exactly.
Football,
so. But you know, all I'd say, what a sad life. You know, they say for us, you know, what a sad life. They got to get home and watch a ball game. I say, what a sad life that they don't watch a ball game.
Ronnie, we'll talk about, of course, Alabama and Auburn in depth a little later on. We'll do the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
But just some quick thoughts. Let's go to Auburn, Kansas State first. I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah, okay.
Auburn had a lackluster performance. Offensive line did not show up. They, as you said, were going through the motions.
Yeah.
128 yards, I think, rushing. Terrible for Auburn. Nick Marshall still hasn't proved he can throw the ball.
No. Had some drops.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he made a few good throws, and they just dropped them.
Yeah,
which is probably because of, you know, lack of – you're never going to catch them all, but I think probably a lack of concentration had a lot to do with that.
Right.
They weren't mentally there.
The Duke Williams pass for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Hit him right in the hands.
Yeah.
On the good side – and we'll do the good, bad, and later. Like I said later, on the good side, Kansas State helped us out tremendously.
Yes, they did. They left, what, about 16, at least 16, missed three field goals, and then in typical form, they throw a pass in the end zone, running, I think it was a little slant he throws, goes off his hands, and Auburn defensive back finds it in his.
While we're on the Auburn-Kansas State subject, did you read Coach Snyder's comments about Auburn?
I saw that.
My thing about that is that's part of the game. Disguise them better.
Hold it, you know, get a bigger towel.
If I'm coaching a team and you're coaching the other team and I know your signal, you better bet I'm going
to
plan.
What are you going to ask me to do? Turn my back?
Yeah. You know? Turn your back, close your eyes. Yeah. 5 second rule.
That's right. Turn my back. And, you know, when they,
And if you remember, Coach Jimbo Fisher last year accused Auburn of, I don't say accused. I mean, accused is you're doing something wrong.
Right.
That's just part of the game.
Yeah.
But in Fisher's case, he had a coach on his staff. Damian Craig had went to the Auburn staff. So did he not know well in advance, hey, Coach Craig may know our suits.
Yeah. And why would you not change them to start with? So, you know, that's kind of like, why wouldn't you tell, make sure that Jameis Winston wasn't dressed out?
Did you hear the explanation on that?
No.
The equipment manager didn't realize that Jameis had been suspended for the entire
game. What's the equipment manager got to do with it?
But Jimbo's face was priceless.
Oh, did you see that clip when he turned? Then he just turned back around, like he was completely just exasperated, like, you know, what next? Here he is out here. He's full uniform, helmet on, throwing, warming up. And then, I mean, so that's a new excuse now. Good gosh.
Call me whatever you want to on this, but I'm not even crazy about him being on the sideline, his hat turned around sideways.
Yeah, or cockeyed, turned off to the side.
His big gold chain hanging down. I think we would have been better served if he had been up in the stands or maybe in the dressing room watching it on TV.
That's, well,
50% of the TV time was spent
on him.
Tennis.
Seeing him, you know. And, right. I mean, he seemed to be, you know, I guess you can slant it however you want to. Hey, he's supporting his team and all this kind of stuff. But he seemed to be having just about as much fun over there as he would have been playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the positive side of it, a lot of witnesses now will be able to identify him for future reference.
<Yeah. so.
laughs> They got a good look at
him. I got you. So, well, I didn't know it was the equipment manager's fault.
Yeah, it was the equipment manager. According to what I've read, he didn't know, and so Jameis went ahead and dressed.
Oh, my goodness. Which I guess, you know, maybe we'll touch on this subject a little bit more, you know, later. I don't know. But, you know, I just want him to get out of the news, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I want him to do. He's 20 year. You know, he's 20 year old. I start to say a 20 year old kid, but in some ways,
18 you can join the military.
Yeah,
and die for your country.
You got
so
it.
20 years old, you should be old enough to know better.
Yeah, and after a while, you know that tune that Jimbo plays about. You know, he's just a lighthearted, good natured kid. And he doesn't think about what to read. You know, that I can accept that once or twice, but. You know, after a half a dozen times, you're going to have to change your message.
Right, and I think he's going to have to change his way or he's going to have a sad future.
He's going to have to change his way or he's going to have the – you would think he would have the highway.
Yeah, but I'm not sure we'll ever see that.
No, but did you notice something here, Jason, I thought was a little bit interesting that the punishment did not come from Jimbo Fisher.
Right. Yeah.
The punishment came from – the AD and the acting president of the university.
And I'm sure they were pressured into that by whoever, the media or the boosters or somebody. Probably not the boosters on second thought, but the board or something.
Yeah, so. Again, I hope we've heard the last of it. I hope he, you know, goes on and because he is immensely talented. I mean, he's
from the state of Alabama.
Yeah, he has great God-given gifts. So, I hope he uses them, you know, in a positive way. So.
Well, what about Alabama? Well, like I said, we'll do the good, bad, and ugly, so save that. But just give us your quick thoughts.
Well, you know, there's two ways to look at it. But, of course, being an Alabama fan, I'm going to slant it toward that way.
And I can always slant it the other way.
Of course you can. And I wouldn't expect anything else out of you. I think that's the – whether you think Florida's very good, not very good, terrible, whatever the case may be. That is probably the best game they have played in their last, I don't know, four or five games.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, and that's including all, well, it'd be at least five. They've played three already, and they weren't very impressive.
Sims looked like an all-star.
He looked like a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, good grief. He threw for well over, almost broke the all-time record. He threw for well over 400 yards. And he looked like an absolute. You're right. He looked like an absolute All-American. But it's by far the best they played in at least five games.
He should have erased any doubts any Alabama fans have now about the quarterback situation.
Of course, Coker comes in and throws a little fade route for a touchdown. But you know, when you throw it up to Amari Cooper, You don't have to be real good.
If you had him as Tyler did in his fantasy league Saturday, he came out well.
I bet you got that right. So it was just, to me, just completely different, you know, team. And I know we'll talk, you know, more about it later.
All right, coming up on a break here in about the next 20, 25 seconds. So, again, want to welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition and thank our sponsors. Yep. We come back, we'll go ahead and get moolah taken care of.
Oh, we're going to do moolah early
brought
today.
Brought to us by People's Bank. So we don't forget it. We still owe everybody one more
okay.
clues.
All right, so when we come back, we'll do moolah.
We come back to moolah. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, Tuesday edition.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Pink Floyd cut off a little quick there on us today. He shortchanged
us. Shortchanged us.
At any rate, 4:23 and going to do moolah a little early today because we still owe people a clue that we've extra clues.
Yeah, we did, the first day we just did one clue, didn't we?
Right. And
we don't want to shortchange anybody.
No, don't want to shortchange this for $50. And Ronnie and I are having trouble remembering our own clues since we weren't smart enough to write them down. But we do know that clue number one was you might find moolah while on vacation, or you might look for moolah while on vacation.
That's true.
And Ronnie's clue from last week was there you might hear an outdoor concert.
There you go.
And
the other one, yours was the...
I don't remember.
There's a number.
Oh, yeah. The sum of the road is 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
The next clue is if you find moolah, be sure to wave. if you find moolah, be sure to wave. So if you figure that out, that clue will make a little sense.
Right.
If you have no clue, then it's not going to make a lot of sense.
You're as lost as a ball in high weeds.
All right. My guess is moolah getting a haircut. I don't know. I think somebody else is going to give
moolah a haircut.
I'm going to go answer this phone. Hang on a second.
Okay. Maybe somebody's going to guess.
Thanks to People's Bank for making moolah
possible.
But without them, it wouldn't be possible.
We wouldn't be playing this.
I wouldn't be giving away.
And this
money
is
like
not
it.
For entertainment purposes only.
No,
either.
This is for the real.
That's right. This is for the greenbacks.
While on vacation, outdoor concert, be sure to wave and speak of the money finder.
Speak of the devil.
Cindy is on the line. Cindy,
hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, Cindy.
Have you got a guess for us today?
Pardon?
Have you got a guess for us?
Yes, you do.
All right.
What about the hangout in Gulf Shores?
Wow, you're close. I'm going to say that, but it's not correct.
Man.
It is not the hangout, Cindy. But
man, I just knew that was it, especially when you said be sure to wave.
Oh, you caught the wave then.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll say this to help everybody else. You are in the
You're in the
Rock
County.
Yeah.
You're in the Rock County.
I need to call Sheila right quick.
There you go. It is, yeah, we can give another clue now. It is in Baldwin County.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Great guess, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling.
See
you, Cindy. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got it narrowed down now. So.
She's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She missed her calling to be some kind of detective or...
Or on the other side, be a bookie or a...
Yeah.
You know, somebody that, you know, just hangs out at Tunica and people pay her to go in and help her, you know. Or if you lose something.
I wonder if we could get her to start calling in and giving picks every week.
I may need to. She may be good as old Greg from out in California.
Are they not something?
Hits it right on the...
Let's remind
that's amazing.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Not only did they say to take Indiana plus the points against Missouri.
I remember that.
Recall... Take Indiana to beat Missouri outright. I think both of them called.
They did. Absolutely, they did. But, hey, if you want to guess at where moolah is, 737-9951 is the number. Again, 737-9951. If you want to guess where moolah is, you get one guess per day or per show. So, there you go.
So, free guesses are in the air.
That's right. It doesn't cost you a thing.
Cindy has narrowed it way down.
Way down.
And got it in the southern part of the state.
You got that
down
right.
Close to the ocean.
Yep.
All right. We got another one going to take a stab at it. Seth, are you on with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, Seth. Let us know where moolah is at.
The wharf, Orange Beach.
You are closer than Cindy, but still not in the right place.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Good guess, Seth.
Let's, I'm not going to give out anymore.
You're going to give it away.
But I would probably give it
away. I know what you were going to say, too. You were going to clarify something,
I
think.
Yeah, I was going to clarify something.
Yeah.
But,
But you can't.
No, well,
if you do,
figure
it out.
It's free money.
It's free money. Let them think about it. Come on. Oh, my goodness, yes.
So. All right. Keep calling again. As Ronnie said, 737-9951. If you've got a guess, if we're right in the middle of talking football, don't matter. We're not very far
here,
so just give call.
Any time you want to. Hey, Jason, we got some volleyball going on, if you don't mind, local. I'll give out those games that's taking place. We've got local teams here, Cold Springs and Fairview. They're at West Point, so they'll be playing a tri-match, which means they're going to be there half a night.
Yeah.
Coleman is at Brewer. Hansville at J.B. Pennington. Vinemont and Fauntville are at Holly Pond. And St. Bernard is at Whitesburg Christian. So that is the volleyball that is going on today. So if you hurry, you can catch some of those that have the tri-matches. If it's not... It's probably already over.
Yeah.
But that's the volleyball that's going on today. My understanding, I haven't seen the last or the most recent rankings, but Cold Springs was ranked number 4 in 2A, and Good Hope was ranked 8 in 4A. So those are the only two teams, I believe, in the county that are ranked at this time.
Hey, that volleyball, as we've talked about, people that haven't watched it need to go out and watch. Give it a couple of games.
Yeah.
One game might not do you, but
no.
Watch a couple of games, and I think you'll be impressed. Yep.
It's pretty good stuff. It's a good way, you know, hey, and for, you know, $2 or $3, that's pretty cheap entertainment.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot cheaper than going to the movies.
Yes, it is. Isn't that the truth?
While we're on the high school subject, Ronnie, let's go back to football. And
okay.
Let's go ahead and name our player of the week for this week. I think you've got the information.
I do have the pick for this week. And this week, our player of the week, which is, again, sponsored by People's Bank, the winner is Justin Patterson from Coleman High School. And I will quickly tell you why we have decided to choose Justin. He had 11 tackles, 2 sacks, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, several quarterback hurries, and he ran a 2-yard touchdown, which turned out to be the game-winning score against Austin. All in one night's work. So Justin Patterson from Coleman High School is this week's Sports Talk Live Player of the Week.
Congratulations, and glad to see which he played offense too, but glad to see somebody get noted for defense. A lot of times the offense is going to get the headlines.
That's right.
And the defense kind of gets left out. But 11 tackles. How many sacks was it?
I think it was
off guard.
Caught me off guard there on how many sacks there were. 2 sacks.
2 sacks, 11 tackles.
Fumble force and a fumble recovery.
Hey.
And a touchdown.
That's a man you want on your team.
That's
right. Congratulations, Justin.
Yes.
We'll be getting a plaque out to you. Got to get the name put on it. But, hey, those are some nice-looking plaques.
They are very nice. Bob Palace up there at Awards Palace makes those for us. So, good guy.
Good deal. Coleman High School, the player of the week.
That's it.
All right, Ronnie, let's tackle a little more Alabama. And I want to tell you why Alabama's win over Florida may not be as impressive as everybody.
Oh, I said I knew it. I knew you couldn't just live with the fact that Alabama dominated Florida, made them look like a middle school team, and just humiliated them.
A middle school team who was tied up with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, 21-21.
Yeah, but you know how they got to 21 too.
Well, they still scored.
They did. Well, yeah.
Let's just run down. I'm not taking anything away from Alabama. I'm just saying.
I know what you're
saying. I think Florida is a middle to lower middle of the road team, especially in the SEC. Even the East, I don't think they're gonna.
And before the season started, I said they would get 9 wins.
In fact, I think this is going to be Will Muschamp's last season at Florida.
It may. With the struggle that it took them to beat Kentucky in 3 overtimes, and then they just got waxed in Tuscaloosa. Again, if the turnovers had not taken place, and you know that's just part of the game. I got to, and you have to give Florida some credit. They made some good tackles. They put a hat, on the ball and knocked it out and ripped it out. Which is what they're taught to do. But if those things didn't take place, this thing is really, really ugly.
Oh yeah, Alabama racked up 645 total yards. Unbelievable for Alabama, an Alabama team.
Blake,
you're talking about an Oregon or Auburn
you don't get that you don't get that from Alabama.
But
you got Blake Sims.
Defense,
you got Blake Sims totals on this.
Totals.
He threw for well over 400 yards.
Yeah, 449. I do have that.
449 yards.
The Kentucky quarterback threw for 369 against Alabama.
Yeah.
Kentucky,
wait a minute.
The Kentucky Wildcats.
The Kentucky quarterback threw against Florida, not Alabama.
Yeah, Florida. The Kentucky Wildcats, a basketball school, put up 450 yards of total offense against Florida.
Yeah.
Alabama had 42 points. Kentucky scored 30. Alabama had an average gain of 7.4 yards per play. Kentucky, 5.8.
Yeah.
The Florida defense,
home. It's not. they didn't ride the bus, did they?
I'm going to go a step further, Ronnie, and I'm going to freak some people out with this. Auburn and Alabama.
All right.
I think it's very possible, if not probable, Auburn, Alabama both lose 2, possibly 3 games.
You know, and I said at the beginning of the season, and I'll still stand by it, that Alabama,
they will run the table. Since I said it, you know, I'm not going to change. However, if they do that, it is an absolute miracle.
Oh,
if any of them do it, they're going to have so much help from so many other schools.
And, you know, for the people whose mouth just fell open and can't believe I said that, Alabama, as of right now, their opponent has a record of 7-8, combined record. Auburn, 6-4. Their next eight opponents, Alabama opponents, their record is 25-4. Auburn's 24-4.
About the same.
So, hey, death row is coming for Alabama.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Auburn, get this, upcoming after this weekend, we've got another cupcake this weekend. After that, number 17, LSU, number 14, Mississippi State, number 13, South Carolina, number 10, Ole Miss, number 6, Texas A&M, number 12, Georgia, Samford, and then number 3, Alabama.
Yep.
And Alabama, pretty much the same with the exception of throw in Tennessee instead of the Georgia game.
Right. That's brutal. You know, and I know we got to go to a break here in just a minute, but I have never seen in college football the strength of one, not conference, a division of a conference. You got Alabama. This is all the West teams now. Alabama is ranked number 3. Auburn is ranked 5. And I know, Jason, you just kind of just said this. Texas A&M is 6. Ole Miss is 10. Mississippi State is 14. LSU is 17. The only unranked team is the Arkansas Razorbacks.
And they should be there.
And they're 3-1.
All right, 4:35. The music is playing. We'll be right back. More Sports Talk Live, 737-9951. You're listening to 95.5 Sports Talk Live.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colvin, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'd like to welcome a new advertiser this week to Sports Talk Live. I'd like to give a shout-out to Michael Sapp at Michael's Flowers and Design. They're here in Coleman. They're a one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Florist and Design, Flowers and Design, that's how you know you're live on the radio, is located in downtown Coleman. They're next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House. You can stop by and check them out there at 302 First Avenue Southeast. They also host special events and wine tastings. So check them out and have your next event there if you would like. And give them a call if you are interested at 841-5553. That's Michael's Flowers and Design.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti.
Inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles. This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
We're 40. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and this music every Tuesday is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the ugly. Boy, that's a great segment and a great show. Wasn't that a great movie?
Yeah, it was.
Clint Eastwood is just, he's bad stuff.
Hey, Ronnie, a lot I could say on the bad, but I'm going to start with the good for Auburn. Auburn run defense against the rush shut Kansas State down to 40 yards rushing on 30 attempts for an average of 1.3 yards.
Wow.
Pretty stout. I can't say much about the pass defense, but against the run, they were stout.
That's pretty stout.
The bad, Auburn rushing offense, normally good, was basically shut down with only 128 yards on 45 carries for an average of 2.8 yards per carry. The ugly, no surprise here, once again, the passing game. dropped passes by Duke Williams and Sammy Coates. When the ball was on target, we couldn't catch it. So, once again, prove something in the passing game, Auburn.
That's it.
All right, Ronnie, going to swap it over. The good, the bad, and the ugly for Alabama.
Good, the bad, and the ugly for the University of Alabama. First, the good has to be the play of Blake Sims. He was 23 of 33 for a measly 445 yards. I said 445 yards passing. He was only about 35 yards away from breaking the all-time record. And do you know who the opponent of Alabama was of when the all-time record for passing yards
By looking at your face, it's probably Auburn.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Ding, ding, ding. You win the door prize.
And I remember from watching the coverage that's all the commentators could talk about.
That's
too,
right.
Was how close he was to the record.
That's it. 445 yards of passing offense. He was sensational.
Wasn't that game on CBS?
Yes, that was Vern and Gary Daniels.
I saw this picture. Jason might have saw it on my Facebook page, but it was being circulated of our commentators, and they took the sort of the hat from the Dukes of Hazzard and Boss Hogg.
Oh, I didn't see it.
No, I missed that one.
I'll share it with you, kid.
All right. So the good was Blake Sims. The bad, and I hate to say this, but the first half rushing offense was non-existent for Alabama.
Oh, you're right.
Florida cut their water off. Now, they ended up with 250-some-odd yards for the game. Derrick Henry was over 100 yards, but that was the bad, the rushing offense for the first half. The ugly is very simply the three turn. No, there's more turnovers than that. The four turnovers that they committed, which basically – turned into the 21 points that Florida scored. So there you have it. The good, Blake Sims. The bad, the rush offense first half. The ugly, the turnovers.
All right. The good, the bad, and the ugly every Tuesday when you hear the music. And, Ronnie, we've got another caller. Lewis is on the line. maybe take a stab at moolah.
Hey, you never know.
Lewis, are you with us?
How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good.
Lewis is an old-time schoolmate. Graduated together.
Oh,
down
it's
down at the University of Cold
University
Springs.
University of Cold Springs.
University of Cold Springs.
Yeah.
I went there 13 years.
13 years.
And we're going to assume, Lewis, you started there in kindergarten.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Lewis, what have you got for us?
I was going to take a wild stab at it.
All right, take a stab.
How about the floor of Obama?
The floor of Obama is close, but again, no cigar.
Well, dang it.
That's a good guess. Good guess.
Y'all were right in the general area.
Yeah.
But there's a little tricky
part of
one of the clues. So.
All right.
Hey, appreciate you calling, Lewis.
Roll Tide.
Well, there you go, Lewis. Roll Tide.
See you.
Oh, hey, that's another good guess.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to guess, 737-9951. It doesn't cost you a penny to guess.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and say this, Ronnie, and we'll count this as a clue.
Oh. Uh-oh. Be careful now. You're going to give it away.
We'll give another clue before the end of the show, but
if you give it away, I hate to interrupt you. If you give it away, you know what Cindy Wilson's going to do, don't you?
This is not going to give it away. It's just going to clarify something.
All right.
Your clue was you might hear an outdoor concert.
Yeah.
The places that have been named, you would hear an outdoor concert.
Yeah.
You know, if there's one going on.
Yeah.
The place that it is, you might hear.
You might. Not necessarily.
Yeah, you might not. So, I'm going to leave it at that.
That's right. You might hear an outdoor concert.
Yeah, and you might see a movie star.
That's right.
You might not. You might see me there.
Yeah.
You might not.
Yeah.
All right, we got another caller. David is on the line. David, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Good evening. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm working like everybody.
Working like a dog.
You know it, buddy. Lulu's Gulf Shores.
Lulu's at Gulf Shores. All over it, but still not right.
Not.
Oh, my goodness. Can't believe that, buddy.
That was a great guess.
Hey, yeah. Lulu's on the news the other night.
Okay. Well, I'll try again.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See
ya.
Bye-bye. Another good guess.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Moolah this week, sponsored to you in part by the Gulf Coast Tourism.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jay, how about making a phone call down there and see if we can get some money out of this?
That's right.
All right. Anybody else want to take a stab at it? The number is 737-9951. $50 of people's bank money up for grabs. And it's been narrowed down considerably.
It has. We just don't have the exact correct location.
Right.
Again, let me emphasize, just like Jason did, you might hear an outdoor concert. You can be on the premise of this place and you might hear it or you might not hear it.
Right. So, make whatever you want to out of that. And I know when the answer is given, people are going to say, well, there's no way you can hear an outdoor concert from this place. But you might.
Oh, you can, too.
Yeah. So, let's just leave it at that.
And
let's move on.
All right.
All right. Back to football, Ronnie.
Yep.
I took a look at the teams and it's basically four or five, maybe six teams that most of the so-called experts are putting in the top four. I've come up with my top four.
Are you changing your top four?
I don't know. I don't remember what I said.
Oh, we can go back and find it.
I'm going to say FSU still at number one because I just can't see taking them out of number one until somebody beats them. They beat Clemson.
Unless Jameis gets in trouble again.
Yeah. A different team. They should have been beat by Clemson the other night. My number two team, I'm not going to put these in order. Florida State, Oklahoma, Oregon, and the winner of the Western Division. Whoever that might be.
I think those are four legitimate picks.
I think Oregon, Florida State are almost
reservation. See, I picked UCLA to be in it. But you're picking Oregon. You're saying Oregon's going to be UCLA.
I think Oregon, hopefully they get by UCLA.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Hey, we've got Robert on the line. Robert wants to take a stab at it. Robert, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
I take that you're going to guess on moolah, but
yes, sir.
All right. What do you got?
Jimmy Buffett's Sister's Restaurant.
What was it?
Jimmy Buffett's Sister's Restaurant.
No, sorry. Hey, no, you're all over it. Everybody's all over it, but still haven't named the place.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Everybody's in the general vicinity.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, well, never mind. I'm going to keep on and say too much.
Well, you're going to give it away.
So, Ronnie, what do you got for your four teams?
My four teams are still going to be the same. No, they can't be. Because I picked Michigan State to be in it.
You think Michigan State's out of it?
I think Michigan State's out of it. Well,
hey, they're still,
they're not. They're not. So, not yet. They're not.
At this time last year, Auburn had just lost to LSU.
Yeah.
And was on nobody's radar.
Sure.
Came back to play in the national
Absolutely.
Championship game.
So I'm not going to give up on Michigan State yet. I'm going with Alabama. I'm going with Florida State. I'm going with UCLA and Michigan State. That's the four picks I started with, and they still all have a legitimate chance to get there. That's mine.
If Alabama wins the West, I can agree with you.
Yeah.
So I'm just not convinced they're going to win the West. So. Hey, what if it comes down to the Auburn-Alabama game? Both of them undefeated.
Yeah.
Does the loser of that game possibly get in the top four?
Does the loser of that game? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because with the first year of this, you know, this new playoff system, I don't believe there's any way they're going to put two SEC schools in there. Even though I think they would probably deserve to. You look at the West. Everybody but Arkansas is ranked.
I don't know how you, if Alabama and Auburn go into that game undefeated.
Yeah.
Whoever loses, I don't know how you keep them out.
I don't either, but I just don't believe they'll both. I don't believe they both get in, even though, you know, during SEC media days, the thing we heard from one of these committee members was, we're going to put the best four teams in there, period, regardless. I don't believe that.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think it's going to be like anything else you get a committee for. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Personal preferences will be.
Yeah, don't you know that's going to weigh in? You got ADs and
right.
Yeah, good grief.
And we've already been shown by USC.
Athletic
directors.
Yeah, you know Pat Hayden runs down on the field. You know.
Yeah.
But you know, in his defense, and I don't know how we're off on that one, but in his defense, he got summons down there. You know, old Sarkisian sent him a text to come down there.
Which is another violation of NCAA rules.
I mean, are you not a big boy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to get your AD daddy down
like
there?
Down there, you need to replace your coach.
You got, yeah. I might, as AD, you might go down there, but you go down there to fire your coach. I mean, how?
Hey, just leave your headset here.
That's it.
I'll see you in the dressing room after the game. Yeah, I've got it.
That's right. Go ahead and call the U-Haul it and get them lined up. Yeah, that was ridiculous.
All right, 452. Again, the number 737-9951. If you want to take a stab at moolah or you want to call in and give us your thoughts on the games this weekend, going to a break right now. We'll be right back with some more Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location ability. facilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com
or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
We're the all-new Live 95 WRJM-LP Coleman.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
All right, 4:56. Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and we've got Austin on the line, been on hold through the break, so we're going to get him right on. Austin, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Austin's going to sleep.
Are you with us? I think he has passed out during the commercial break. I hear you now, Austin. Go ahead.
What's going on?
Hey, not much. Glad you called. Are you taking a guess at moolah, or are you going to talk football?
Moolah.
All right. What do you got?
It's the pink pony.
The pink pony. No, sorry. That's again close.
Must have heard me talking.
I know.
Yeah, Jay just guessed that in here.
Guy in here. Jay just guessed pink pony.
Somebody done guessed.
I appreciate it.
Hey, right, thanks,
thank
Austin. Good guess.
Oh, yeah. Good guess. Coming up in about 15, 20 minutes, we'll give a final clue for today.
A final clue for the day in 15 minutes.
But for you to guess on it until then.
That's it.
Number, in case you missed it, 737-9951. $50 of People's Bank money up for grabs. Where's Moolah? That old cow is down there somewhere around Gulf Shores. So.
Making a mess out on the beach.
Yeah. Hey, and you might see him if you were standing on the beach. You might. It'd be tough,
You might. You're right. It would be rather difficult.
Ronnie, what have we got coming up this weekend for high school sports?
Well, you know, we'll, of course, we've got our football, you know, coming up Friday night, and we'll pick our teams on Thursday, who we think our winners are going to be. But briefly and quickly, we will go over who the teams, who everybody's playing locally. We've got Coleman. They will be playing Fayette County. Fairview will be playing Holly Pond. Cold Springs. Cold Springs will be playing Vinemont. And Jason, correct me, is that, go ahead.
Yep, that'll be the Friday Night Live game. We'll be from Cold Springs this week. So Cold Springs, Vinemont folks, get your radios, your computer, smartphone, something ready to listen to Tommy and Jason. Friday night from Cold Springs.
And if folks are just tuning in and don't know how that works, can you kind of just clue them in on what they would need to do?
You can stream it from the Live 95 Coleman website.
I'll make it simple on you. Ask your teenage son or daughter.
Yeah, that's right. The easiest thing. Especially if you're going to go the smartphone route. You need to download the app, TuneIn Radio, and just search 95.5. WRJM Coleman, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world that internet
and
is
you
available.
Got it.
So.
That's the way you can listen to it on Friday night. I think they come on the air about 6:40,
right.
And for some pregame stuff. And then,
Battle of the Eagles.
That's right. And I think then at halftime you can listen to the band. I heard that last week. But quickly before we go to Sheila, we've got Good Hope. They will be playing Curry this week. And West Point will be playing Hantsville. So that's all of our local teams. And, again, we'll pick who we think our winners will be on Thursday.
All right. Sheila is on the line. Sheila, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hey.
Have you got a guest for us, or are you talking football?
Well, you know, I'm just getting every other word again this week, Jason.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what it is. You know, last week I told you that.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've been hearing guesses, though. I can guess one. I hadn't been guessed.
Yeah, guess one.
Seeing suds.
Seeing suds. All over it, but still not the place we're
still
looking
not
for.
It.
Well, I didn't guess my favorite one, but I don't think it's on where you said it was at.
I can't say now, so. Hey,
no.
Sheila, how are you listening to us that you're hearing every other word?
Well, I'm on my iPhone.
On your iPhone.
Okay,
and
Sheila.
That's how I've been listening to it the whole time.
My wife has she has an iPhone too, Sheila, and she was having the same problem last week. That she told me that she couldn't, you know, she just couldn't hear it. It was kind of
sounds sort of like Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly what she said. So I don't know what that issue is.
I will let the people that look at that kind of stuff look at that kind of stuff.
I got you. Yeah, we'll try. I'm sure Jay can get. He will.
Yeah, and what was strange is I could hear the call when the people would call in.
Yeah,
I could hear the conversations fine. But when it was just y'all two, I couldn't hear it.
Well, that's weird.
Hey, that's a little above mine and Ronnie's head.
That's
so.
Yeah, I went to school for that, and I believe what that's called is...
that's a problem.
One is out of phase with the other or something. But, yeah, I'll Google that and get on that.
That's what I was thinking it was.
Yeah, I just didn't want to say it, but that's exactly what that was going to be my next statement.
Y'all don't have a clue.
about anything, basically,
right,
Sheila.
Right.
Jason, are you coming to that Vinemont Cold Spring
again? I don't know. I hadn't made my mind up about that one yet. I've got to go out to the fair Thursday night, so two nights in a row.
Oh, nothing like fair night, baby.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I used to love fair, but not anymore.
Hey, I wouldn't be going if it wasn't for that beautiful granddaughter of mine.
And I know how that is.
Yeah, go over and get you a candied apple.
Oh, yeah.
I have a bunch of those at one
time. That's right, and a Polish, big old Polish sausage.
Football. I don't know what to say about Auburn, Jason.
I don't either. I'm getting a little worried about the Auburn situation.
Yeah.
Have you seen the latest news that Auburn could be recruiting a convicted felon?
Listen, you think if there's some kind of news like that, I'll get tagged in it by Eddie.
Right, right. I don't see that happening, Sheila, after what Malzahn said, that they would never recruit a player, so I don't see a scholarship going out. If he does, I'm done with Gus Malzahn.
Is it a quarterback?
No, he's a defensive lineman.
Okay.
Did he get arrested? I mean, I don't know what the gist of that is.
He was arrested, number one, for double cashing scholarship checks, whatever that is. And the second time domestic violence was for choking and hitting his girlfriend with a closed fist. So.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I know. Huh?
Yeah, 6'5", 320.
Wow.
See, I don't care what Eddie says or anybody else. There is a difference in stuff like that in smoking a little pot. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah,
that's but a difference. I didn't read that whole thing when he tagged me because I had grandkids, but he always tags me and stuff if it's bad news.
If I'm a coach and I've got an all-star that smokes a little pot, I'd probably bench him. If I've got a all-star that chokes and hits his girlfriend, he's gone.
Yeah.
And that is so true, and that's the way it should be. And you know, the thing that really aggravated me during that far last week was showing Winston on that side. Who wants to see him on the sideline?
That's true. Ronnie and I were talking about that earlier.
Well, I couldn't get it, but that aggravated me so bad.
Yeah, he was.
He was having a good time, wasn't he, Sheila?
Yeah, the only reason he wanted to win is because he wants to be, you know, he wants to win that championship. Otherwise, I think he would have wanted him to lose because he wasn't in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
Did you see the video clip of when Jimbo Fisher realized he's out there, he's dressed out in his uniform? Have you seen that?
When he told him to go back in and take it off, and he argued with him.
And he just turned his back on him. You know?
Yeah. I mean, why don't you get rid of him? It looks horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you just wonder, you know, what is going through this kid's mind that, number one, he's now suspended, and then he comes out there with his uniform on, and he's warming up just like he's going to play, you know? I mean, it's just like he's oblivious.
I think it was just to show that he could do it. And I'll tell you another thing that he did right quick was when he did the interview, and he apologized to the university, his teammates, his coaches. He didn't say, "I'm sorry to all women everywhere." Right. Didn't mention women at all.
Yeah. We all know that apology was written for him. He had nothing to do with it. He just memorized it or read it.
Well, whoever wrote it should have put women. I apologize to all women.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you.
And especially with Jameis's past.
Yeah.
You know, charges.
Yeah.
Nothing ever proven, but people still have their suspicions. And
sure.
Sometimes, Jason, if there's people that, like that girl, that if that really happened, sometimes stuff happens just to give you a little bit of a, you know, I told you so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm a believer in karma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, I was going to get off. I just wanted to tell you, I was just getting there for the word, but maybe I can fix it, or I cannot get it on my car radio. I have tried and tried.
Yeah, you need to be up close to Coleman to pick it up on the radio. So.
Well, now, Jason, you know I'm not never going to be Coleman.
Yeah.
Good talking to y'all, guys. Though.
Thanks for calling, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila.
Bye. Oh,
there you go.
So I will add to that comment that I just brought it up on my non-Apple phone, my Google phone, and it worked fine. So we'll figure it out, though.
Apple, not one of my favorite subjects right now anyway. So
I would tell you to go get a Google phone, but I have Apple stock, so I'm not going to say that.
I got you. But, yeah, Karen said the same thing, and Sheila gave a great description because it sounded like Darth Vader, and that's exactly what it sounded like. So I don't know. We tried to listen to the Friday night game. And we couldn't hear any of it. Couldn't make it out.
Just out of curiosity, have you tried the on demand? Is it doing the same thing, or do you know?
I haven't tried it in a while, but I haven't had any problems with that.
Okay,
It's worked fine.
Speaking of listening to Friday night's game again, Friday Night Live will be at Cold Springs for the Battle of the Eagles, Springs Viamont, and I understand we've got an interview.
That's right.
That we can play.
Yep, with Coach Scott. We come back from after our next break, maybe Jay will cue that up and we'll listen to Coach Scott's interview.
All right, I hear a line.
We may be having a guest for the Moolah. Who knows? I would say that's probably what it is.
Let's hold on, and before we start into anything else, we've got Haley on the line. Haley, probably going to take a guess at Moolah.
I would guess so.
Haley, are you with us? Haley, welcome to Sports Talk Live. Are you with us?
Yep.
All right. How are you today, and thanks for calling?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing great. Have you got a guess on Moolah?
Yeah. Is it Adventure Island?
Adventure Island. Also close, but again, it's not the place we're looking for. Moolah is hidden somewhere else.
All right. Hey,
but stay tuned and guess again Thursday if it's not guessed by then.
Haley?
Okay, thank
you. Hey, Haley.
Uh-huh.
Are you in school?
Am I in school?
Uh-huh.
No.
You're out of school?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering. I was just curious. You sound like a school age, so I was going to see where you live and what school you went to.
Hey, what part of the country are you from?
24.
24.
24?
Take that as a compliment, then.
I thought it sounded like a middle school.
Oh. Well, I guess I could look at that as a compliment.
Yeah. Hey, you will in about 5 or 6 more years anyway.
So. I'll think of it that way.
There you
That's
go.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for calling, Haley.
You can still answer the question of what part of the county are you in?
Coleman.
In Coleman.
I could have guessed that because that's like where our transmitter is. So.
There you go.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Haley.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Boy, guesses are all around.
Oh, man.
And you know what? Ronnie, at 24.
They're fouling off a bunch of pitches, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Just one after another.
That's it.
After another.
That's it.
And there's one place that's sitting right in the middle of all
that's
that
it.
That has not been guessed.
And the ball is on the tee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys have to wait about 3 seconds besides me answering my phone here.
That's no problem.
For me to actually type the name, I have to transfer him over. Y'all getting ahead of me there. So. That's fine. Just when you see the name show up on the screen, wait about 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. I got you.
We'll give you a 3 second count.
I'm fast, but I'm not that fast. I'm not a quarterback. So.
We'll give you the 3 second rule. Oh, man.
Hey, Jay, have we got time to play the Coach Scott interview before we go to our next break?
I believe so.
You can cue that up, we'll go ahead and knock that one out, and that'll take us right into our next break.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can talk for about 10 more seconds.
That's not a problem.
We can talk.
Tell us a joke. I can tell you my dad's all-time worst joke. Want me to do that? Let's try this real quick.
I don't know if it's the all-time worst.
We'll indoctrinate the entire county. Hey, guys, have y'all ever heard of the 3 holes in the ground?
No.
Well.
Oh, my God.
That is bad, Jay.
That's bad, Jay. That's bad.
Of the West Point Warriors. And, Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you for having me.
If at the end of spring practice someone had told you, Coach, you're going to be 4-0 counting your Jamboree game going into your game against Pope John Paul, what would you have said back in the spring?
Well, you know, we've...
Never said I was a professional. Huh, that's the wrong one. We are going to fix this, though. Let's see. We're going over to here. And... Yeah, I don't even have y'all. I don't even have y'all potted
that's
up.
It.
Y'all can talk, but no one's going to hear you.
Oh.
let's see. Sort by date. Y'all are supposed to be better at filling time than this.
Oh, we can fill it if we're...
Yeah, if we're on the air, but if we're sitting here talking...
No, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you said nobody can hear us.
But now I found the right interview, so we're going to play that.
This is Alan Scott.
Head coach of the Vinemont Eagles, Alan Scott, joins us now. And, Coach, first of all, thanks for taking time out to join us.
Hey, we appreciate it.
A tough week last week. It seems like no matter who goes to Winfield, it seems like they're always in for a battle. And you guys had that experience last week. Tell us a little bit about last week's ball game at Winfield.
Well, I felt like we came out of the gate pretty good. They drove the ball down and scored right away, but so did we. And then we kicked an onside kick and got it and drove down and had first and goal on the 4. You know, hoping to go ahead. We weren't able to punch that in. It kind of went back and forth for the remainder of the second quarter. They scored pretty late in the second quarter to go up 13-6, and then we threw an interception late, and they were able to capitalize and score with about 8 seconds left in the half to go up 20-6. Coming out in the second half, we got the ball, felt like, you know, we were probably just going to take the ball down and do what we do, and unfortunately on the second play of scrimmage threw another interception, and they were able to capitalize again, and at that point you're down 28-6, kind of gets us out of what we do, and really, you know, a lot of teams would be able to, and you know, give the credit to Winfield, they executed. I felt like our guys did not execute as well as we could have, and you know, I didn't feel like they were that much better than we were, but obviously on the scoreboard, that's the only thing that matters at the end. So.
Right. I think the biggest surprise to myself or to a lot of folks was the ability of Winfield to either corral John Michael Dye or the fact, like you said, you know, things went against you so much that you got out of your regular game plan and wasn't able to use John Michael the way you normally do. Was that the case, or did they just were able to hem him up?
No, you know, like I said, those first two drives, when we moved the ball, you know, at will. I mean, we were getting 8 and 10 yards a pop, and you know, execution is really the key. When you start looking at it, when we had first and goal, we had a fullback miss a defensive end. On second and goal, John Michael tried to bounce it outside, which it wasn't designed to go, and so that didn't work. On third down and goal, you know, we had guys just missing linebackers, and then on fourth down, they made a play. And so it was just one of those things where I felt like that we shot ourselves in the foot more so than they really got after us. Another thing that really hindered us, our offense is not designed to start off in first and 15. We made some procedure errors on the offensive side of the ball that really put us in a hole. And, you know, it's hard to overcome that sometimes.
Right. Well, you kind of get a break from region play this week after, you know, you've got a tough region schedule altogether, but you kind of step out of region play this week and travel over to Cold Springs. And those guys have been winning football games, too. What do you expect to see out of the Eagles this week?
Oh, man, it's going to be a tough ball game. You know, Coach Elliott did a great job. His guys are always hard-nosed. They come right at you, and they run the football so well. You know, we really expect it to just be a knockdown drag out, so to speak. And those guys are really playing well right now, so we've got our hands full.
From the Vinemont perspective, Coach, what are your Eagles going to have to do to come out with a victory from Cold Springs?
Well, again, we just have to cut out the mistakes. I think first and foremost, the penalties have killed us. The turnovers have killed us. Establishing the run is obviously something that we have to do. On defensive side of the ball, we've got to get after them. You know, Coach Elliott is good a lot of times to just pound you. And if we can't slow them up, if we can't, you know, limit them to more, you know, less than 3 yards of play, he's just going to keep pounding it, and eventually they're going to pop one. And their special teams are really good. I think every film I've got, Cole Springs has returned a kick for a touchdown. So, you know, we've got to execute in all phases this Friday to try to be in the game.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck against Cold Springs.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Coach Alan Scott, the Vinemont Eagles. We'll be playing Cold Springs Friday night live. Going to a break. Be sure to stay with us. Got something you're going to want to hear when we come back. The number, 256-737-9951. Give us a call. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Call.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop. The phone's not supposed to start ringing when I do that. For any occasion, we now carry fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman, right next door to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House. They've got a beautiful place. They also host special events and wine tastings. So stop by there and check them out. They're at 302 First Avenue Southeast. You can call them at 256-841-5553. Thanks to Michael Sapp and the group there at Michael's Flowers and Design. And now I will start the music and answer the phone.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Finally got you to laugh a little bit. That's
good. You never know what's going to happen around here.
That's a nice live a commercial there, Jay, with the phone ringing in the background.
I just told Jason, I said, this is going to be so good, you don't even going to know it's live. things we don't plan on.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that was worth the trip.
Yes,
up
it
here,
was.
Right there. But,
that's right.
Hey, run across something today that tickled me almost as much as that.
That did.
And not that we're going to pick on Alabama, but it just happened to be the university that ESPNU had went to and asked some students about their football program.
That's kind of like on if anybody watches like Fox News, you know, they have Waters World where he goes out and asks people questions and they give the most absurd answers.
Yeah, and Jay Leno used to do
Jaywalking, that's it.
Before we go to that, we've got Shane from Coleman on the line with us. Shane, are you with us?
Yes.
All right, are you guessing moolah or talking football?
Guessing moolah.
I've decided I should start queuing up a timpani roll here before you ask.
Yeah. All right, Shane, take a stab at it. Where is moolah?
Lambert's restaurant, home of the throwing the roll.
That's some good
Lambert's.
Eating
there. Yeah. Nope, you're a little out of the range there, but a good guess. And people still guess it all around this one place, and it's not been guessed. But hey, Shane, thanks for calling and taking a stab at it. If it's not answered, be sure to listen Thursday and try again. So, I think Shane got ticked off about it. Well, I'll just hang up on you.
Jay, time for some throat roll.
Jay, come lock us door. He may come up here with a gun.
Let's not encourage anyone.
All right. Stay with us, folks. Listen to this. Again, this could be any university in the United States because I'm sure it happens everywhere. This just happens to be the University of Alabama talking to students about their football program. Jay, if you'll cue that up for us, please.
With the loss of players like A.J. McCarron and C.J. Mosley, Alabama has a slew of young faces and names added to their roster. We decided to go out on campus and test the knowledge of Alabama students.
Are you worried that the Golden Eagles quarterback, Russell Wilson, will play really well against Alabama after his championship year last year?
I don't think so. I think we're on a different level than them, so I think we'll perform better than they will.
Who do you think is better in the NCAA, Peyton Manning or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
How will wide receiver Van Tiffin help Alabama on Saturday?
I think he's going to be a huge help, especially drawing some attention away from Amari Cooper. That'll probably help him out a lot and get him more passes.
Well, now that Andy Dalton's hurt, how do you think A.J. McCarron's going to play this Sunday for the Bengals?
I think he'll be awesome because he was awesome with the Crimson Tide. He led us to a lot of victories, and so I think he'll do a great job.
What role do you think that J.J. Watt will play on Alabama's defense this year?
A wonderful role, and he'll play great and just add a lot to the team.
Well, linebacker Kevin Love is coming in back to Tuscaloosa, transferred out. How do you think he's going to play coming home again?
Man, honestly, I don't know. I think it's going to be exciting for all of us to see, just to watch the game. And I think that's the most exciting part, is that we really don't know how he's going to act.
How do you think LeBron James is going to play against the Tide on Saturday?
He's definitely going to score a couple touchdowns. I mean, our secondary needs some work, and LeBron's been he's been working hard this offseason, I've heard, so I think he'll probably do pretty well.
As you can see, Alabama students still have a lot of work to do as the Crimson Tide fight for their spot in the college football playoff. For ESPNU Campus Connection, I'm Marissa Martin.
Hey. Ready?
I'm
LeBron James.
He's been working hard. Oh, my.
The one that surprised me is the guy that made the comment about Van Tiffin taking attention away from Amari Cooper. He knows Amari Cooper's on the team. How does he not know Van Tiffin is no longer on the team?
No, Van Tiffin, this guy probably wasn't. He wasn't even born when Van Tiffin was playing back in the mid-'80s. Hey, but doesn't that make you feel good about our leaders tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, these are college kids, you know, you would think.
Yeah.
Do they not watch any sports?
If they're not down there to study, you'd think they would know a little bit about football.
Hey, well, I guess that's what we can always claim, you know, academically it is so difficult that they spend
studying so hard.
They
don't
spend all their time. That's right. They spend all their time in the library. They don't have a clue who Russell Wilson is or Peyton Manning. Hey, if you don't know who LeBron James is, you don't know Jack.
And Peyton Manning, I mean, I might can give you a pass on Russell Wilson. He's only been in the pros a few years.
Right.
Peyton Manning?
Peyton's been in played 20 years.
I would think more people would know Peyton Manning than Barack Obama.
Exactly. You know, the thing about this, when they asked those kids if you could watch it, they never missed a beat. You know, they just went into some.
They're not going to say, I
don't know.
That's not in the vocabulary.
They just went into, you know, to their spiel and, you know, just moved on.
So, you know what this tells me, though, Ronnie? If somebody ever walks up to you with a microphone and starts asking you questions, if you don't know
speak no English.
Yeah, just walk off and leave it alone. Or you will end up on something like
that's
that.
Right.
So.
That's right. That's funny stuff.
And that could very well be any university.
Every university.
Yeah. I promise you it's not confined to Alabama.
No, it just wouldn't
happen. I guess that can be our out in left field segment for the day.
All right. So. That was out there now.
All right, 5:25. Jay, if you'll take us to a quick break, we'll come back with one last clue for Moolah. Ronnie's got a clue worked up that I think.
I think this is going to do it right here.
You think it's going to throw people over the edge?
Yeah.
So.
I think it is.
I'm looking to try to decide where to start the commercials.
Hey, start it right in the middle of it. That's the best place.
Any place beats no place at all.
The number 256-737-9951. We'll be right back with the last clue for Moolah.
Okay, we probably don't want to start it at the West Point coach interview from September 15th, and we probably don't want to do the Vinemont interview on 9/26.
Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121.
734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Colbin, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
A band after my own heart, a band with the name Jay in it.
Money. Hey, move
switching
on.
It up.
Yeah.
We're trying to help somebody. We went away from Pink Floyd. Little OJ's love of money.
That's right. Hey, every time I hear this song, I think about Donald Trump and your fires. All right, Ronnie, real quick, Moolah Clue number two or three today.
You want to take the guy on the phone first?
No, we're going to give this clue and then
Jason said we're going to give the clue and y'all, then we're going to cue him in.
Y'all are so generous.
I know. Hey, all right, here is the last clue for today.
Last clue.
The last clue for today is this. There are 11 letters in the name of where Moolah is hidden. 11 letters.
You're going to cause him to hang up on you.
All right. Let's go to the phone now. We've got Barry Griffin on the line with us. Barry, are you with us?
Yeah, this is Barry.
Hey, Barry. Thanks for calling Sports Talk Live. Have you got a guess on Moolah?
Well, I do, but it's probably wrong now. Hey, you give that clue.
It never hurts to take a free guess.
I was going to say Floribama.
Floribama? No, not the Floribama, but hey, it is in the general area. I mean, everybody is all around it, but still no correct answer. If it's not guessed today, call back in Thursday. Take another stab at it. Don't cost anything to guess.
Okay, I'll do that.
Hey, thanks, Barry.
All right, thank you.
I haven't heard anybody guess any churches yet. Maybe that's what's up next.
Hey, I want to tell you.
I have a correction.
Ronnie is an Alabama fan, so Ronnie, correct your clue now.
I need to correct my clue. I said there was 11 letters. That is incorrect. There are 12 letters.
He ran out of fingers.
I ran out of fingers.
So I had to let him borrow you a couple. And we figured out there is 12 letters.
That's right. There's 12 letters in the name of where Moolah is hidden.
Ronnie, what about the excitement at the University of Alabama over the weekend? This is really not sports related, but since it's tied to the University of Alabama, supposedly, just look at the screen here and you'll see what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Supposedly, there were all kind of tales going around that there was a man in one of the sororities, supposedly gunshots fired.
In one of the sororities?
Yeah.
How'd a man get in the sorority?
Yeah, I mean.
Isn't he a member of the sorority?
No. A man that should not have been present.
Are you dressing like a female?
Here's what officially happened, because I was actually sitting at home watching TV, and it popped up on my Facebook, and, you know, people. I actually had a friend in Iowa who has a relative going to the University of Alabama, and that's how I found out. I'm like, dude, where are you hearing about stuff? You live up there. I live down here. But there was some social media. There was a posting, basically, we're going to call it slightly racist, but probably not. But it was saying something along the lines of, you know, if you live in a sorority house, you don't need to be in a certain place at a certain time on a certain date, blah, blah, blah. And it was basically just an open threat. And you know how people react to threats down there. I think they had, I don't know, I know it was surrounded by police cars for several hours, but that's what happened.
Oh.
All right, Jay. And
I hadn't heard that.
We can't see all the screens, so fill us in on the
Yeah, just start reading, and I'll scroll down as you read. So. Or is your vision that bad?
No, my vision's not that bad. I'm trying to see where to start because basically I want to cover what all the tales were going down. Here we go. The fire alarm in Presidential Village was due to a sensor that was activated, not by a fire event. There was no machete with a note on the door of a fraternity. No shots were fired at Presidential Village.
Wonder where that one came from.
Yeah, the FBI.
These are all things that were out there that happened.
Not to confuse what happened in D.C. over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
The FBI is... This is from the University of Alabama trying to straighten out everything that went wrong. The FBI is not on campus and did not conduct a raid in Patty Hall. No one dressed as a Joker was in Tutwiler or Sorority Row. There was not a man on Sorority Row.
Where's my out in left field music for this?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
In a threatening manner. No one was shot, and no one has been arrested. No students were choked on the quad or anywhere else. Students who have concerns about their safety are encouraged to go to MyBama and sign up for Rave Guardian, an app that will immediately alert UAPD if a student becomes concerned about his or her safety.
How much of that do you think came right off Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably 98% of it.
And for the record, this was an email that kind of fell into my lap that came directly from the University of Alabama Public Affairs Office.
Right. And so,
my goodness.
That shows you how fast things can
just
get.
Just a couple little items, you know.
Somebody dressed as a Joker.
Well, that could happen on any college campus. I mean, if it's after a football game, I mean, you know, you go into one of the frat houses or sorority.
I did see that on the news, but didn't really realize what all was going on. Yeah. I thought, hey, it's the University of Alabama. At least it's not Auburn.
This week.
Lenny, your thoughts real quick. I mentioned it briefly earlier when Sheila was on the line about Auburn possibly recruiting a convicted, soon-to-be-convicted felon, domestic violence. After Gus Malzahn says that will absolutely not happen, no way he will ever sign anybody with a domestic violence background. Yeah.
I can't imagine him doing it.
I can't either. And
under no circumstance. Yes. Has every college tried to sign someone or has signed someone that got in trouble and kicked off from another team? Sure. I mean, I don't take this the wrong way. Auburn's last two quarterbacks were dismissed from from another school, just like Alabama's probably got some players that have been dismissed, you know, from other schools as well. So that happens all the time. Another case in point of that was Beckham, who was a star receiver at Missouri, that Oklahoma, you know, tried to get him the NCAA to rule that he could play this year. So that happens every year. But to sign someone,
and you may have said it right when you said it the first time, to hire someone.
That's right. That's it. That's right. To hire someone to come play with that kind of baggage, especially now with Ray Rice situation, Adrian Peterson, and you know, it just seems like it goes on and on.
If Malzahn signs this kid, he has less common sense than I have ever given him credit for.
Yeah.
No way he does this.
But did you not say this kid is going to be on campus?
He is supposedly going to be on campus this weekend for the Auburn-Louisiana Tech game.
Now, is that one of those tweets that go out kind of like what you just read off, you know, at the University of Alabama?
You know how social media is?
Well, my question would be, if you're Gus, why would you even allow him to be on campus?
Right.
I mean, is he coming in an official, supposedly an official visit?
I've not seen any official word from Auburn. The Bleacher Report's reporting he's going to be on campus. He has stated he has talked to Auburn, but nothing has been offered.
But, Jason, isn't that just as bad? Whether they offer him or not, if they're courting him, if he's there as a recruit on the sideline, is that not just as bad as signing him?
He does have a tie to who was the coach? He's at Auburn now. Was it Georgia? Was the recruiting coordinator?
Is it Tracy? It's not.
No, I can't Rocker. Think of his name. I'll come up with his name in a minute.
Okay.
I know his name like I know your name, and I can't think of it now. But
you can't think of one of them.
He does have a tie from Georgia with this coach, so I'm hoping Coach Malzahn.
But if Coach Malzahn knows about it, why would you even allow him to come on your campus?
Yeah, I agree.
Again, I think if he allows him, it's no different than signing him. Because if he doesn't sign him, it's because he chooses to go somewhere else.
Yeah. If he brings me in, we're talking about a 6'5", 320-pound defensive lineman. We've got another caller on the line, Laney, calling from Good Hope. Laney, welcome to Sports Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
Are you going to take a stab at Moolah, or are you going to talk to us about football?
I'm going to say that's excitement in being on the radio. Somebody really wants to be on the radio.
Okay, take a guess at Moolah.
The Beach Club.
The Beach Club, nope. It is close, but again, not the place we're looking for. Did you get the last clue? Did you hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure you got that one. If it's not answered today, be sure to listen Thursday. Call us again. Take a stab at it. We've got 20 minutes, so it may go unanswered.
And it may not.
Unanswered.
It may not. That's right.
Hey, okay. Laney, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you, Laney.
All right, the Beach Club, not it. It's, again, all around it. I'm gonna give this even a hint.
Oh, you're going to give it away.
The Beach Club is further away from it by location-wise than the other guesses.
Than the other guesses, that's true.
You're moving down the road. Getting further out.
Some are on the right path.
Yeah.
The path, you know, what is the path less taken or the road less taken?
Remember the clue. The total sum of the road.
That's it.
Is 11.
I think a lot of people are forgetting that.
Yeah. The total sum is 11. All right. We've got another caller going to take a guess. Ronnie, we've got Shanda from Colburn. Shanda.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Am I pronouncing that right?
No, it's Sharanda.
Sharanda. Okay.
Sharanda.
Hey, I can blame that on Jay for not being spelled right.
He didn't spell right.
Well, that's all right.
Where'd he go? He went to Colburn School.
Yeah. Hey, first, thanks for calling, and are you taking a stab at Moolah?
Yes.
Okay, where is Moolah?
Where, the racetrack?
No. Nope. I thought you were going to have it for
I thought you had it.
I thought she had it.
I thought she did, too.
Okay, well, thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank
Try
you.
Ronnie, it is all over, and there's one place, and I'm wanting to help somebody.
Are you guys having fun yet? That's like what, 12 calls today?
Oh yeah,
and it's
and they're
and we're past people you guys know personally, right?
Right.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
The last few, I've not.
Well, it's pretty obvious when I ask Haley where she went. I ask Haley where she went to school. I thought she was about 13, and she's 24. Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Haley, where do
student.
You go to school? excuse me. Yeah. Where do you go? Are you in school? No, sir. I'm 24.
I thought she was going to say, no, I quit. Now, man, it's going to get bad.
Hey, but folks, still time to take a call or make a call. 737-9951. If you'll stop and think, there's one place or more than one place, but one popular place that's not been guessed.
No.
And so,
being a person of technical, you know, background, can I make a suggestion?
Go
look at Google Maps.
that would help. Get Google Maps.
Print it out and start marking off buildings.
The total sum of the road is 11.
Well, that's the total sum of the road.
Right. 12 letters in the name. You might hear a concert.
We can't give many more clues.
No. So, hey, folks, it's at the beach somewhere.
That's right. That is exactly right. What were we talking about?
Domestic violence.
Yes.
Gus Malzahn.
Again, and not to belabor the point, if he's, in my mind, if he's even allowed to come on the campus for an official visit, it's just as bad as if they sign him or if – you know, if he decides to sign with the university or with Auburn University?
I don't see Malzahn bringing him on camp. I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, my next question would be, is Malzahn aware that this kid's coming on campus? If he's not, how does this happen?
I bet you he becomes aware.
Yeah. If how does this? Rodney Garner.
Rodney Garner
is the name.
There you go.
That's his tie from Georgia, and he.
But that's not where Moolah is.
No, and it's not in Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is who the kid says that he is close to. So there could be something there, may not be.
We shall see.
All right. Again, the number 256-737-9951. You've got about 16 minutes to take a stab at Moolah.
16 minutes for $50.
Hey, People's Bank is getting their money's worth out of the Moolah advertising.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are getting their money's worth. So, hey, give us a call. Take a stab at it. Everybody else has. So,
and Ray,
somebody's going to get it.
We don't have time to tackle this right now, but when we come back, I want to hit again on crazy sports fans.
Crazy sports fans.
Crazy sports fans from all over the world.
All right.
All right, going to a break. We'll be right back. Be thinking of Moolah, 256-737-9951. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
12 letters.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at live95coleman.com
or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
The Cold Springs Eagles host the Vinemont Eagles. This week on Friday Night Live here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family, and you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion. Now carrying fine wines and craft beer as well, Michael's Flowers and Design is located downtown Coleman right next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House. So come by and check them out. They now have special events and wine tastings downtown next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House. It's Michael's Flowers and Design at 302 First Avenue Southeast, or give them a call at 256-841-5553.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors, Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Remember, I'll always be true.
That's your music.
All right.
Oh.
We're not just having a good time.
Right. Hey, I like that.
Today is a different day for Sports Talk Live.
That's right.
Hey, we've got Jessica moon? From Coleman who's been holding on a long time. So let's go to Jessica.
Cook supper.
Hey, Jessica, are you still with us?
I am.
Hey, apologize about the wait, but we have to run these ads to pay the bills. So, have you got a guess on Moolah?
Yes, the state park.
The state park, no, in the general area, but
good guess.
Not the place we're looking for. Remember to call back Thursday afternoon. If it's not guessed in the next 10 minutes, it'll still be open Thursday for $50. People's okay. Bank money.
Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome.
All right.
I thought that was the winner.
You told me during the break.
I did.
This call is going to be the winner.
I did. And I had total confidence in Jessica.
It's to the point now that Ronnie and I are pulling for the call.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, when that phone rings, my heartbreak picks up.
Hey, I'm telling you, think about it.
Do we need
folks.
To go through the clues?
Yeah, go through.
Wait a minute.
Wait, we got another caller calling.
The last clue given was... There are 12 letters
right.
in the name of the place where Moolah is hidden.
So count those up before you guess.
One and a two.
And a three. All right. On the line now, we've got J.W. from Coleman. J.W. hopefully going to solve where Moolah
That's
is
it.
At.
That's it. We got to have a winner.
J.W.
I just got to take a guess, guys. Is it the Walmart?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
My
I'm telling you,
Jay
called. Has been in the juice today,
and threw a straw. Yeah. I
speaking of people doing different things,
yes, that leads us right into a great segment.
And Sheila, I hope and pray you're still listening,
yes,
because I just got a text. We've got a caller that has not called in today. That's normally pretty regular.
There's a sighting.
Number 22, Eddie Gwynn.
Yeah, he's not.
No, he is actually in New York.
Yeah.
But I got a text from him and a picture. He is in a pink tutu starring in a Broadway play as we speak. So,
Eddie, I remember Tally talking about Eddie wearing pink shorts to go work out.
Yeah, and he was in pink shorts down on the yacht.
That's right.
In the Bahamas.
Now he's in New York.
In a pink tutu.
In a pink tutu. On a, is he in a play or is he just out on the
sidewalk?
No,
he's on a Broadway play.
Oh, he's in a Broadway play with a pink tutu.
And Eddie. Pink tights. But he's still saying Roll Tide while he dances.
So for those of you who know Eddie, you know, if you get a chance, now don't do it now. I think this is in the middle of one of their afternoon performances. But later tonight, text Eddie and ask him about the pink tutu that he's wearing in New York.
Even better, put it on his Facebook page so he'll be sure to see it. Because we'd like to see the picture of everybody.
And we need to get him to come in and tell us about how he got selected for that for that part.
Hey, the number, on a more serious note, 256-737-9951. Had a lot of guesses.
A lot of guesses
today.
Let's go through. I think we've kind of turned the corner from talking sports to we're going to help somebody win $50.
We want somebody to get moolah out of the.
That's right. We want people.
We want moolah out of the basket before the day is over.
Oh my God. You could not have said that any better.
Let's go through the clues, Ronnie.
All right. Well, the ones, I don't remember them all now, but the ones I gave was, the last one was, there are 12 letters in the name of where moolah is hidden.
Okay.
The another one I gave was, you might hear a outdoor concert from here.
And might being the key word.
Might. That's right.
Okay, and of course, vacation. Be sure to wave. The total sum of the road is 11.
That's important.
Very important.
Almost. That's as important as knowing there's 12 letters in where moolah is hidden.
So.
There you go.
5 minutes. Will be solved in the next five
We're
minutes.
In a countdown, just like the shuttle going to take off. We've got a countdown going.
I promise you, if it's not solved in the next 5 minutes, it will be solved in the first 10 minutes of Thursday's show. So, hey, this is the chance for people that don't normally call.
Chance of a lifetime.
To call in, get a free
$50. That's right. This could be a life-changing event for you.
That's right. You could take that $50 and
Who knows what you could do with that?
That's right. For entertainment purposes only, you could.
That's right. Hey,
make more money.
That's right. You could listen Thursday when Greg Smith's on here from
Only
Best Bets.
Hey, him and Dan Vosta, are they on fire?
Oh, they are. They are nailing it,
folks. If you'll just listen to that, if you for entertainment purposes only play the lines, you need to listen on Thursdays. Listen to these two guys and go with their games, and you'll be way ahead of the game.
There you go.
All right.
We're just watching the clock. It's like it's a basketball, you know, like it's an athletic event. We got 4 minutes to go, and we're down three.
All right, what do we got coming up for Thursday show, Ronnie?
Well, you know, Thursday being our typical folks that we have Greg Smith. He is on, what is it now?
Onlybestbets.com.
He is out in the great state of California. He calls in and gives us some what he thinks maybe who's going to win some of the college football games, and as Jason always says, for entertainment purposes only. And then we've got Dan Vosta, Dan the man from Chicago, who works for Campus Insider. That's similar to like Bleacher Report.
Right.
And he will be calling us on Thursday as well, giving us a report on just various topics. And this guy, I don't know that I've ever talked. I know I had never talked with anyone who knows more about sports. I don't know if I've ever heard anybody that knows more about sports than Dan does. And then, of course, we have Rex Chambers will be back with us Thursday at about 5:30 to give us our local fishing report. And it should start getting really, really good now that it's starting to cool off. So fishing should start picking up.
It's getting where you can stand to be out there.
You got
to remind everyone once again about Friday night's football game, Cold Springs, Vinemont. Listen to it. On Friday Night Live, the show will be on live95coleman.com. You can, what time is it, 6:40?
6:40 is when they kick off. Airtime, I mean, they don't start playing.
Yeah, airtime 6:40 and kickoff about 7, I think. So be sure to listen in if you're not able to make it out. If you're able to make it out to the game, turn it on your phone anyway and listen to it.
Sure.
Hey, visit live95coleman.com, our Facebook page, Sports Talk Live. Visit us on Twitter also. Be sure to follow us on Twitter because you never know when a clue is going to come.
Oh, surely you're not going to tweet
something. No, I'm not giving any more clues. So.
Today.
Yeah, remember the Live 95 Coleman Facebook page. Be sure to visit that. Hit the like button on it or the Sports Talk Live like button. Kind of tied in together, but yep. Need to hit like on both of those. Follow the events going on here at Live 95.
And there's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Great music during the day.
And just a fair warning to Ronnie, I'll be having to check out of here a little early come Thursday. So.
Why are you, Jason, you know, we've got about a minute and 15 seconds. Why would you have to leave a little bit early?
I will be going to attend the, I'm not sure what it's called, but
yes.
The tiny, tiny Coleman County Fair pageant my sweetie Emma.
Oh.
I wouldn't do it for many people. Probably only my daughter or my son, if he was in one, or my granddaughter.
I think you will run into our Friday night announcer. He may be announcing that fair pageant.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
I haven't seen him much this week. Every time I've seen him, he's like, I'm doing fair stuff.
I don't know.
Bless his heart.
Just be careful out there next week because the fair is back in town.
Yeah, the fair is in town. All right, Ronnie, we're going to start wrapping it up for today.
I'm just shocked. I thought we would have a winner today.
And somebody, as soon as we go off, is going to call and have the answer, but we'll have to wait.
Well, they'll have to hold till Thursday.
And folks, Thursday, Cindy's back in the game.
That's it. So if you want to try to beat Cindy, you may want to need to call right off the bat.
All right. The Tuesday edition is over. Ronnie, it's been good. It's been fun. Until Thursday, let me just sign off with a big War Eagle.
And I will top it off with a big Roll Tide.
We'll see you Thursday, folks. You're listening to Live 95 Coleman.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP, Coleman.